This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. It's almost harvest time, and this year, researchers at Colorado State University will be bringing in a pretty novel crop, industrial hemp. Hemp is a member of the cannabis family, but it's lacking in psychoactive properties. Instead, it's grown more for fiber and oil. But as KUNC and Harvest Public Media's Luke Runyon reports, very little research has been done on the plant.
So that's it. What's poking out above the corn?
Exactly.
CSU plant geneticist John McKay walks toward a wall of corn at a research farm north of Fort Collins. Standing on my tippy toes, I can see dark green shoots above the yellow tassels. The cornfield border is meant to keep curious hemp enthusiasts from snooping around and disrupting the experiments inside.
Follow me. It opens up a little bit after the first couple rows.
Brian Campbell is a graduate student working with McKay. We weave through the corn stalks until it opens up. He's got a huge smile on his face as he explains what's happening inside the cornfield.
My background has been in alternative oil seeds, so this is kind of like the king of alternative oil seed crops. So it's been an exciting summer for me personally, just to get to work with something that hasn't been, you know, done to death like corn.
We walk into the half acre of hemp plants, some standing 10 to 12 feet tall. Others are short and bushy, laden with seeds. The crop is part of a trial to see what varieties grow best in Colorado.
This is one of our Chinese fiber varieties that still is yet to flower, really.
It is so tall.
Yeah, and so when you're growing a fiber variety, you want it to go as long as possible before flowering, so you get all this stock biomass, which is where all the fibers come from. And then
those stalks look fairly thick.
Yeah, too. Yeah. I mean, down here you can see some of them are much thicker than a thumb.
The hemp's brought out a surprising number of bees and other pollinators, Campbell says. As we stand under the towering stalks, bees hover overhead, moving from plant to plant.
Hemp does create a prolific amount of pollen. So that wasn't totally shocking that the pollinators would like it, but there was even more than in all of our other crops around here, so.
Hemp is enjoying a resurgence in popularity. The once banned crop is popping up on small plots of land across the country. Laws have been loosened in the last year to allow experiments like this one. Hemp-based foods have taken off. Same with body care products that use the plant's oil. Some of its lesser-known compounds could be used as medicine. But there's little scientific research published about hemp because of decades of prohibition, which is why CSU got involved, John McKay says.
This has been, you know, just in terms of how to plant it, you know, what to expect and when, it's been a fairly seat-of-the-pants operation as opposed to, you know, our other crops we've been doing for years.
McKay says this experiment, which began for the first time earlier this summer, has brought a certain amount of chaos to the usually quiet plant science department at CSU. McKay has endured hours of meetings with university lawyers, and the research farm has turned away a handful of nosy onlookers wanting a close-up look at hemp.
We've tried to keep people out of all of our experiments just because they're going to knock seeds off of plants and mess with, you know, interfere with the data. This experiment, people are more interested than anything else I've done.
As experiments like this take off and mature, and the results are rolled out to farmers, the end result could be a different agricultural landscape in Colorado, with some of those amber waves of grain turning emerald green. For KUNC, I'm Luke Runyon.